Darling, I'm home. Well, yeah, but you like the sound of it, don't you? Mm-hmm. Hello. Thank you for inviting me tonight.
What? No, I'm just looking at you. You look gorgeous. Yeah, you do.
And it smells delicious.
You're trying some smoked meat recipe tonight or something?
Oh, okay. Okay. Just,
all right.
Do you want me to...
Okay, sure.
So, what do you need me to do?
Okay, just tell me what you had in mind for this, and I'll figure out the rest.
Oh, I see. And so, you decided to use your pen for that?
Okay. No, nothing. It's just, very innovative.
Yeah, well, genius minds are daring, you know? And kitchen is not for chicken. The only ones allowed are the ones you cook. So, I admire that you're so daring when it comes to cooking. Okay, so, what do we have here? I think it should be fine, actually. Let me just split it into... Oh. Quel dommage. Guess that's gonna be off the menu then. The meat is fine though. Yeah. So that's some good news, right? I think you could just let it rest for now, for a couple of minutes. Can you get me a plate? Mm-hmm. And what we got here? It's a blue soup. Okay. Well, I wish I was joking, but yeah, it's blue, and not as in it looks sad. I mean, the color. It's actually blue. Yeah, look. Seems like you used a string to tie a leek and... Is it celery? Yeah, celery together. A blue string. Right. No, it's okay. It's okay. This won't affect the taste. I promise you. I'm sure it will taste delicious. You know what? I think it's done. We'll just turn that off and let it stay like this for a while. And the meat needs to rest as well, so we'll just relax for a moment, okay? No, it's, don't worry. All the worst that could happen tonight, it already happened. Hey, come here. That doesn't matter, really. I know you probably spent a good couple of hours on all that, but what really matters is... The effort, the thought, and your intention. Okay? Mm-hmm. And luckily, you just have that je ne sais quoi about you that makes up for all the mess you create in the kitchen. Now, come here. Well, hello there, darling. I missed you. I know it's only been a few days, but I miss you every day. Like crazy. You know, you trying to conquer the kitchen every time I come by, that's really flattering. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel special. You deserve some rest now. You look positively exhausted, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Hey, what's wrong? Are you okay? Baby, tell me what I can do for you. Okay. Here you go. Here. Can you hold still for a second? Let me just prop up some pillows for you. Now, lay back down. No, lay back down, okay? You sure you're okay, though? Does it hurt? Or maybe you need me to do anything for you? Are you sure? Okay. What do you want to talk about? What's wrong, baby? You scare me. Okay, I know you don't want me to be upset, but you not telling me right away is making me come up with all sorts of things in my head, and I'm sure that whatever it is, it can be worse than what I'm assuming when my mind is spiraling like this, so just please tell me what it is, okay? Ooh. Baby. But is it gonna work? Sorry, I can't pretend like I have the right words to say right now. Because I don't know what those are. And can't act like I've been through this before. Because I haven't, but... What? What are you talking about? Of course, I'll be there. What? You would understand if I couldn't handle... No! That's not an option. Where is this all coming from, all of a sudden? I'm pretty sure I made it clear that I'm here for the long run. We both had this talk before. Maybe not health-focused specifically, but I... Just, no, that's not an option. I'm not letting you do this to me. To yourself. The both of us. I'm here now. I didn't run away when you told me about your struggles. And I will stay. I love you. Did you forget that? Is there some brain fog? Maybe we need to do another checkup then, huh? Well, yeah. This seems like a brain damage symptom to me. If you really think I'm going to leave. I'm gonna say something right now. And it's very important that you take it the right way, okay? You absolutely don't need me to feel better. You know why? Because you're strong enough on your own. You're so, so strong. And you can overcome anything if you decide to. But this doesn't mean that I don't want to be here to help you, though. What I'm trying to say is, you have everything you need to fight this. It's all within you, okay? And yeah, there are gonna be moments like this. Moments where it feels like everything is working against you and there's no possible way that you could see through to the end. Or feel like the treatment that's supposed to make you feel better is only making you feel worse. And why would you even want to go through the treatment that just makes you feel worse, right? But, hey. There's always the strength within you. You can do this if you want. You can do this. And you will. But let me be there to support you and remind you of that if you ever decide to forget. Okay. I'm not going anywhere. I got you. It's okay. Take some deep breath with me, okay? See? Feeling better? I love you. And I don't want to say it like this. I just want to make everything better for you. Okay? Anything you need, I'm here. Actually, speaking of the things that can help you relax and make you feel better, while we wait for our smoky meat to rest, I thought that maybe I could give you a scalp massage. There are these spots on your scalp that can release tension and pressure, and I think you really need it. Your eyebrows are frowning. You need to relax all those muscles and let the tension melt away. And I know it's easier said than done, but let's just try at least, okay? Can you try doing that for me? Just letting go of these worries, okay? You've been looking really tired in the face. I get it. I really do. Even when you do get sleep, you just don't wake up really refreshed. Is that what it feels like? Well, what I'm trying to say is, if you need a pampering session from me, I'm more than happy to help, okay? We could all use a loving touch from time to time. Just take another deep breath for me. I know the tension can build up. And I'm also equally aware of how stubborn you can be. However, I just want you to know that I'm here for you, okay? I don't want you to feel overwhelmed by anything. And I know it's easier said than done, but let's try, okay? I know you can feel the pressure with the long hours and overworking, but you do have to look after yourself and be kind to yourself. If you don't do it, then who will? Well, I will. Yes, I most definitely will. I will. If you fall asleep to this, it's okay. I know you're exhausted. I guess I know a way to take some pressure off you. I'll start bringing you lunch at work, okay? And before you even say one little thing, my days will be much happier having lunch with my love. And at least I know you're getting one good meal a day. Well, I think I could give you some points for your efforts, but that's it. Yeah, that was tragic. Well,
okay. We've got a blue soup and that's some high cuisine level, if you ask me. Now that sounds promising actually. Yeah, I'm so hungry. I don't even care if we start backwards at this point. Yeah. You must be hungry as well. Do you want me to go get them for you? You sure? Okay. I'll wait here then. Okay. This looks amazing. And it's my favorite flavor as well, isn't it? Oh, you're so perfect. Oh, yeah, it's... I can have a bunch of this and I won't even need to eat anything else. I swear, you can feed those to me daily and I won't ever get tired of it. Yeah, you're so good at baking. Oh my god. Thank you. I kiss you. Well, I was thinking maybe I think I'm gonna stay the night here. What do you think? No, don't worry, please. Yeah, I absolutely can. And it's not a bother. You didn't even have to ask. I clearly want to. If you're okay with that. I could leave you by yourself if you want, but I really hope that you want me here with you. I'd like to stay. Come here. I just want you to be okay. Want to be able to do something for you. How are you doing? Like, how are you holding on? Hard to say. Yeah, I guess you don't process something like that overnight. Or even over a week. And all this time I had no idea what was going on. It's so stupid of me. And I mean, I saw there was something, but I was too embarrassed to point that out to her and ask you. Me? You're an angel, you know that? Even now you're checking up on me. But you don't even worry about me. And this isn't about me, this is about you, okay? About us, because I'll be right beside you all the way, okay? Of course. This changes everything. I mean, I didn't mean it like that at all. I told you, I have no idea what the right thing to say here. What I'm actually trying to say is... we'll just have to adjust to some things, I guess. And the most important thing here is that you get exactly what you need to feel better. And we'll figure that out, even if it takes time. I'll be there every step of the way, okay? If you need me to accompany you to a doctor or anything of this sort, just let me know, okay? I want to be there for you.
do anything I can to make it easier for you. And yes, I'm serious about that. Well, to be honest, I can't say that I know much about this, but I guess this is a case where it needs to get a little bit worse before it can finally get better. And it will take time to adjust and come to terms with this new treatment, new routine. But what we need to remember is we all have our own ways of dealing with things. Other people respond really quickly. They come up with solutions to their problems in a heartbeat. And, well, that's impressive, but not all of us are wired like that. Some people need more time. Even the tiniest amount of effort can take a huge toll on them, and it's okay. And for others, just thinking about the things they need to do and overcome can send them into a standstill and paralyze them into inaction, even. Does it sound familiar? It can be so overwhelming. But you will get there. I know it. You're doing such an amazing job. You don't have to magically get used to this new reality either. I know you. You can be so hard on yourself sometimes. Just try and take it slow, okay? Take it one step at a time. Remember, baby steps, okay? When things get too overwhelming, you just pause and take a deep breath. What's it, like the third time I mentioned that? But yeah, it helps. And I know you. I believe in you. You're such an incredible person, and I just know you'll sort it out eventually. We'll sort it out together. These things, they take time. But just know that when it gets too overwhelming, I'm always going to be here for you. And you can count on me. We're only humans. We're just trying our best, and that's the main thing, right? So we'll just keep trying together. I can see you're tired. No. Don't worry about the dinner. I'll take care of it. And if you pass out, I'll just stay there with you, okay? But please, just know that whatever you have to go through right now, this doesn't change anything for me. This can change the way I feel about you, about us. Nothing can change the way I feel. I love you so much. I will be there for you. And it's gonna be okay. There's just no other way. That's the only option. It's going to be okay. You